This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here are some of today's headlines. Tick-borne illnesses are on the rise in our region and across the country. According to the Ithaca Voice, the number of cases of Lyme disease in Tompkins County has doubled in the past year. Part of the reason is milder winters because of climate change. Ticks, especially deer ticks, survive in warmer winters. But researchers say there's no one cause for the recent rise in illnesses. They say it may take a few more years for them to understand all the reasons for the increase in tick-borne illnesses. The Village of Interlaken's board voted unanimously at its September 14th meeting to oppose the expansion of the Seneca Meadows landfill. The Finger Lakes Times reports the move is more than symbolic. The board wants the village to be named as an interested party on the permitting process for the expansion. That would include them in the public participation process required by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Even though they're 25 miles from the landfill, local officials say Interlaken residents are affected by truck traffic and what they describe as PFAS leachate and methane coming into the community. Don't be alarmed by sirens you might hear in Ithaca on Thursday. Ithaca College will be testing their emergency system about noon. An announcement says people living near the college may hear warning sirens and announcements, but there's no need to do anything. It's just a test. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.